tomorrow, with a bit of rain possibly around, make the game quite interesting. So, but around the change rooms, no, happy to have Jasper looking like playing, which would be a good addition to our squad.
Does he have to do anything else, or is it ticked off?
He'll definitely have to get through this morning and show no signs that there's any concern. We're confident that'll happen, and so it's just really getting through the 20 minutes of training today, helping us to believe that he's fully ready to go and his ankle is fully recovered.
Just sort of watching the couple of games that he hasn't been there, do you notice missing what he brings?
Oh, I think you do at times. I think you understand the metres gained that Jasper gets and the ability for him to make decisions with the ball that other players don't. And we understand that when those type of players aren't in our team, that the ball doesn't move as quickly in turnover or from turnover and in rebounding the ball, and particularly off that half-back line. We've relied a lot on that. Our ability to get the first kick to the spot we want it to go to really sets us up to score and to get good entries. So we certainly understand that. Jasper, again, will come back after a couple of weeks off. There'll be probably some little bit of touch issues in terms of just getting back into the game, but we know as the four quarters unfold that his ball use, his run will help us to really get the ball quickly into our forward 50, into our key targets, and hopefully help us hit the scoreboard better.
Different areas of the ground, but Whitey also brings a lot of run. You'd expect he'd be better for the run last week?
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, certainly his run, along with Jasper, is really important. You know, those substances in your team, I suppose, when they're out of there, you really realise how much they're valuable to the way that your ball moves and your team sets up. And I think Whitey playing through midfield forward will really give us a spark on the ground if there's a bit of rain as well. Just give us that added spark around the ground.
How big a factor is weather? I mean, do you have sort of a dry game plan and a wet game plan? To what extent do you change the way you go about the game?
I don't think there's a lot of change. There's really a contest area which becomes really important in terms of gaining first possession, but more importantly, getting territory in wet weather. That really becomes important. That's no different really in dry weather. It's just being able to pick and choose a little bit in dry weather, whether you can handball the ball out of congestion or whether you've got to kick it. But on wet days, it's really that first kick out of there really gains territory, and then it's the ability, of course, in wet conditions to maintain that territory and to set up well forward and behind the ball so that no matter which way it goes, you can win the footy and keep it in your territory. So I think the wet weather just determines that it's a lot about where the ball is for most of the game that determines whether or not you're going to probably win or lose.
You can't control it, obviously, but during the year, when it is wet for a scheduled training, do you train wet? Do you sort of change the drills that you do, practising for occasions when you do get a wet day?
I think that's important, without a doubt. You adjust things, you make sure the ball's on the ground a bit more and, testing hands. The key thing that happens in wet weather is that the challenge of being able to take the ball first go becomes really tough under pressure, slippery ball. So you got to simulate that as much as possible and give players a chance to cope with those conditions because we probably face them only a handful of times now and then because of the playing at Etihad a bit indoor, you don't get it. Most of the football these days is played on pretty dry grounds.
When did Angus receive the news he's not playing this week?
As typical, after our match committee on Thursday this week, he got told that he needs some time just to recoup, recover and to freshen up. And certainly he's accepted that. And that's just part of our selection need and process for this week.
Can that news sometimes almost be a relief to players? They're kind of, okay, well, I feel like I'm hanging on and now it's happened and I know where I'm at. I've got to work on this, that and the other and get back there.
I think we underestimate the pressure of league football. And I think there is a bit of relief for a lot of guys who are struggling to meet the demands and the pressures and the expectations of their own form and what they're giving to the team. And I think there is a fair sense of relief for some guys to be able to get out of the mental space that's such a battle at times when form's down.
Looking at the season as a whole, is there any sense of finals? Do you acknowledge that, yeah, we're going to keep winning or that's it for this year?
I think the reality is that we just face opposition every week that wants what we want. And so we understand that we're in a precarious position, no doubt about that. But we can't be focusing on long term. We can't even be focusing on the outcome of this game. We've got to be focusing on what it requires in terms of process to get the job done tomorrow. And that's what we've got to focus on. The more our players are able to keep in that and keep in the moment of what the process looks like, we'll be okay tomorrow. But if we start to think about outcomes and start to worry about longer term outcomes as well, we just lose the sight of the reality of what's happening right at the moment. And the team that keeps its eye on the ball best in that space, no doubt, will win the game tomorrow.
What about the opposition when their team sheets come out and you see something like a Rewald as an out? Do you get a bit of a fill-up from that?
Oh, he's a champion player. I know Nick very well from growing up on the Gold Coast and my time spent there, and he's just a great leader for his footy club and a great player. Certainly the conditions might not suit his type of player tomorrow as much, but you just know the work rate he gives. He supplies that outlet option all the time, and he's just so dangerous up forward. Certainly, as an opposition team, you always would like to play a team without their champions playing, their best players playing, and Nick's obviously one of the best in the competition.
Is it a bit... is there a bit more of an unknown about a team like St Kilda with so many young, inexperienced players? You're not exactly sure. I mean, you come up against the Hawthorn, you pretty much know what they're going to bring. You know the players, the seasoned veterans, and then you get a St Kilda, which could be a bit erratic. You're not quite sure what opposition you're going to be playing.
Yeah, I think so. I think the reality of the St Kilda side is that they're a hungry, enthusiastic, hard-working side, and their pressure particularly is quite elite in terms of their experience and what they bring to the game. So they get after teams, and they've done it exceptionally well under Alan Richardson, and I don't expect anything different tomorrow, particularly if it's a bit wet. It'll be a really contested game and really body-on-body type of game. So it is a little bit unpredictability that you face with teams that have got so much youth, but I still think they've got some really good experienced players, you know, two or three down back who hold them up. Geary, Fisher and those sorts of guys, Robertson, but also the guys like Montaigne, great leaders up through the midfield, and Stephen, Armitage, Montaigne, Dunstan, that's a good midfield group, and so our boys understand that, and they know that they'll have to go to battle and win that battle tomorrow.
Just one more, probably giving you time. There's a bit of talk that an Armitage might not play. From an opposition preparation point of view, I mean, do you factor that into your preparations? Well, these are our matchups if he does, these are our matchups if he doesn't, that sort of thing, or do you just go, you know, it doesn't really change your prep?
It might have happened one time, but not currently, I wouldn't have thought. We just believe that Armitage will play, and we plan for that midfield, and if that doesn't happen, then obviously we adjust if we need to. But realistically, at the moment, I reckon in AFL footy, there's such a sliding doors of the midfield in terms of who's in there, who's out of there at any, you know, one time, then 2 minutes later it could be a whole different scene in terms of who's in there. So we just understand, midfielders understand that it's a responsibility of whoever's in there, whoever's playing, that you've got to do the job as a unit against that unit.
Just